All summer long, Warner Brothers has been trying to release Christopher Nolan's new film, Tenet. It finally opens in theaters this week, starting overseas. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
It's all about timing with Tenet. The action thriller stars John David Washington as a secret agent who inverts time to try to save the world.
Why does it feel so strange?
You're not shooting the bullet. You're catching it.
Whoa.
To open in theaters, Tenet had to bend time, too. It was originally slated to open in July, but was repeatedly delayed as the coronavirus pandemic shuttered cinemas around the globe. Now that theaters have reopened, Warner Brothers is releasing the film in Canada, South Korea, and much of Europe. Next week, it opens in select American cities, though not L.A. or New York.
They wanted enough available theaters to make it worth their while that over the long term, they can make their money back. This was not an inexpensive movie.
Paul Dergarabedian, a senior media analyst for Comscore, says the $200 million plus movie is not the first big film to open overseas before domestically. Think The Avengers or the Fast and Furious franchise. But he says Tenet is seen as the big American studio film that might lure people back to theaters around the world.
This is an industry that's been blindsided by the pandemic. A lot of people are saying it's over. People are going to just stream movies now at home. That's not true. People are going back to the movie theater and they want to feel safe and secure doing that. And Tenet is the big ticket, the big item. That's the movie that everyone has been waiting for, and it's here.
Christopher Nolan, who shot Tenet on 70mm and IMAX, made a direct TV pitch to China, where the film is set to open on September 4th.
As a huge fan of epic event cinema my whole life, I like nothing more than escaping to another world through the power of movies. And Tenet is our attempt to make as big a film as possible.
As for U.S. audiences, there are sneak previews August 30th, and it opens wider September 3rd. So if you want to go back to the movies, set your timers. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.